Welcome to the podcast of Palmetto Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning in. We pray that the following message will help you connect, grow, and serve in your relationship with God and others.
So, good morning to all of you. It's just glad, I'm just thankful to be able to say that and have something come back to me there, you know. So thank you for being here. It's been quite an ordeal this year with all the things that are going on, and It's just great to be back in God's house and to see you. If you are visiting with us this morning, this message will be somewhat different from what I normally preach, because there are some issues that I, as a pastor, need to address. I'll be doing that this morning. My intention, if you've been following me, following our worship services on Facebook and YouTube, you know that I've been, for the past 3 or 4 weeks, been preaching through the book of James in the New Testament. I am through chapter 1. I've gone all the way through chapter 1 in 4 weeks. And so the very next verse that I had scheduled myself to cover was James chapter 2 verse 1, which says in the New Living Translation, my dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? That's what I had planned to speak on this morning, but I come to you with a heavy heart. Because I need to address some things that I have said recently and done recently, that because I did not and have not communicated clearly enough about what I said and what we did, people have taken those things in a way that I didn't mean. And it's not their fault. It's my fault for not being clear enough in communicating these things. So my purpose this morning is to try to clarify what I meant by some of the things that we've said and done, and to make sure that I don't take a waiver off of the path that I need to, I've written this down, and if you will permit me, I'm going to read it, because I want to make sure that I say the right thing in the right way, and I come to you as humbly and as sincere as really I know how to come. You may have heard of Dr. J.D. Greer. If you haven't, J.D. Greer is the pastor of the Summit Church in Durham, North Carolina. It's a Baptist church, a Southern Baptist church. In addition to being the pastor of that great church, he is also the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Southern Baptist Convention meets every year, normally in June, and they elect a president every year. Every time a president is elected, that person is allowed to serve 2 consecutive terms if elected the next year. And then after 2 terms, they come off. And J.D. Greer is serving his 2nd and last year as the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. A couple of weeks ago, J.D. Greer put on YouTube a message that he had intended to preach at this year's Southern Baptist Convention, which normally is held the 2nd week in June, but this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, they did not hold the convention. And so, since he was not able to give his presidential address at the convention, he put it on YouTube. And in that presidential address, J.D. Greer, as president of the Southern Baptist Convention, of which our church is a part, took the time to declare something that was very surprising, and that is, he took the time to declare Black Lives Matter. And here's what he said, and I'm going to quote him. J.D. Greer said, "We realize that, especially in a moment like this one, we need our brothers and sisters of color. The leadership of our denomination," he said, "lacks diversity. And we know that many in our country, particularly our brothers and sisters of color right now, are hurting." Again, quoting J.D. Greer, he says, "Southern Baptist, we need to say it clearly. As a gospel issue, Black lives matter. Of course Black lives matter," he says. "Our Black brothers and sisters are made in the image of God." J.D. Greer, in a 2020 address to Southern Baptist in lieu of the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, I come to you with this morning because a good number of folks in our church family are very upset with me right now over a couple of things. One, we, a couple of weeks ago, had a round table discussion that we filmed here on the stage on race. We put that discussion on Facebook. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long. Some of you, I'm sure, have seen it. I hope you have. We had some members of our church family who are African-American who were on our panel. We had four members of law enforcement from Fairburn and Coweta County. We would have had the ones from Palmetto, but they were not available. Justifiably not available. And some folks were upset at us for conducting that roundtable. Another thing that has upset some folks is that I wrote an article in our monthly newsletter, The Link, dealing with this subject of Black Lives Matter, what I meant by it, what I mean by it. And at the end of my article, I put a hashtag BLM, which is the hashtag for Black Lives Matter. I did not realize it, should have realized it, that hashtag for some people carries different meanings than it does for others. And so some folks are very upset about that, and it's because I failed to clearly communicate what I meant. And so I feel the need this morning to explain more clearly what I mean, and I can only hope that my words relieve at least some of the concerns. The first thing I want to say to our church is this: I love you so much. I love you. I need you. I want you all to know that you are important to me, every one of you. I want you to know that to Amanda, my wife, and me, we love you. You're important to us. Even though our kids, Zach and Hillary, are no longer in this area, Hillary is a pharmacy specialist at a children's hospital in Houston, Texas. My son is a worship pastor up in Loganville, Georgia. They love you and they need you, and you're important to them. To those who are upset with me, I also want to say that I love you and I need you. Over the past 19 and a half years, we have been through a lot together. I've been with some of you during your happiest times, weddings, baptisms, child dedications, as well as some of your darkest times. I have been with you, some of you, not all of you, at 3 a.m. in the morning. I've been with you at your bedside when someone close to you breathed their last breath. And you have certainly been with me through some of the darkest times in my life. I love you very much, and I would probably not even be in ministry today were it not for Palmetto Baptist Church. So I love you. I love you. And that's the first thing I want you to hear. Secondly, I want you to know that I do believe in the phrase Black Lives Matter, and I want to explain to you what I mean when I say it. And I guess the best way for me to explain it is to begin, first of all, by what I don't mean when I say Black Lives Matter. When I say Black Lives Matter, I don't mean that I am aligned with or in support of some official movement, radical movement, nor do I hold to everything that is communicated by the Black Lives Matter website, although honestly, I don't even know. I've seen the website. I don't know what all's on there, but I don't. When I say Black Lives Matter, I don't even have that website in mind. I have in my mind people I care deeply about. When I say Black Lives Matter, I also don't mean that only Black Lives Matter. They don't say that either. I also don't mean that Black Lives Matter more than any other lives. And the black folks I know don't say that either. But I do believe that Black Lives Matter. When I say Black Lives Matter, I also don't mean that I am against law enforcement officers, police officers, sheriff's department, deputies, firefighters. In fact, I respect our law enforcement officers. They have a thankless, unappreciated job, and I wouldn't have their job for anything in the world. I realize that the large majority of them are honest, hardworking servants and protectors of their communities. I know that. And I do not support any movement that targets law enforcement officers for the purpose of harming them or endangering their lives in any way. That may be what some people mean by Black Lives Matter, but that's not what I mean. I also don't mean that I am for the defunding of police departments. I don't believe that defunding a police department is the answer. I do believe there are some changes that need to be made in police departments. But I don't think we need to take money away from them. In fact, if anything, when states and the national government can afford it, they need more money devoted to law enforcement for training and also for salaries. Very much like teachers, law enforcement personnel are not paid nearly what they're worth. When I say Black Lives Matter to me, I don't mean that I support violent protests. I'm not for looting. I'm not for the destruction of property. I am, however, in favor of peaceful protests. And though I am not in favor of the violence, and I never will be, and a lot of my white friends, they say, well, you know, these people, they just need to stop the violent protests. They only need to do peaceful protests. But some of those same white people, when black people have protested peacefully, they didn't like that either. So those are the things I don't mean. I shared this message this morning, and since that message was over, I've received an email from someone who said, well, you missed one point, and that is that movement, that the roots of that movement were in Marxism. I don't know anything about that, but let me say, if that's true, that's not what I mean by Black Lives Matter either. But I do believe in Black Lives Matter, and I will remain in support of that phrase. So I love you and need you. I've told you what I don't mean by Black Lives Matter. Let me tell you now why I do support the phrase Black Lives Matter. I do believe that there is a deep racial disparity in the United States. I believe that there is deep inequality in the United States. Let me give you some factual examples of what I'm talking about. Black people make up 34% of the prison population in the United States, 34%. In spite of the fact that they represent only 12% of the U.S. population. By contrast, white people make up 64% of the general population, but only 30% of the prison population. Black people are incarcerated more than 5 times the rate of white people. The imprisonment rate for black women is twice the imprisonment rate for white women. And a black woman is 6 times more likely to be arrested than a white woman for the same offense in the United States. The same could be Similar statistics can be shared not only for black people, but as a minority, but also for other minorities, for instance, Hispanics. Black and Hispanic people make up a total of 32% of the U.S. population, 32%, but they comprise almost 60% of the total prison population. And folks, it's not because our black friends and our Hispanic friends are more prone to violence. That's not it. I think you know that. My son-in-law is Hispanic. His name is Ricardo. Ricardo is one of those type men that rarely says anything. In fact, he's aggravating in how hard he is to get words out of him. Amanda and I were down there a few weeks ago to see Hillary and Ricardo in Houston, and getting him to talk was like pulling wisdom teeth out of somebody's nostrils. You just can't get him to talk. But it was right after the George Floyd incident, and it was on the news, we were watching it, and he spoke up, and he said this. He said, you know, he said, that same kind of thing happens a lot to my people, talking about Latinos. And he said, but we don't report it. And I said, why don't you report it? And he said, well, because most of the time when we report it, rather than an investigation of the alleged brutality, instead they investigate whether or not we're legal and either deport us or a family member and don't investigate anything else. Now, Ricardo is a citizen of this country, so is his mother, who speaks only Spanish. Let me give you one more statistic. This may surprise us. It surprised me. Black people and white people who use drugs at an almost identical rate. I want you to hear that. Black people don't use drugs at a higher rate than white people do. But the imprisonment rate for black people for drug charges is almost six times that of white people. Now, these are facts. And I think these facts clearly indicate that there is a wide and deep disparity in this country that we love. These inequities, we would expect to happen in Russia or North Korea or Venezuela. We don't expect them to happen in the country that you and I love, that most of us believe is the greatest country on the planet. And so I feel that it is important as a pastor, as a preacher, to address even difficult subjects like these. Now, why do I care so much about this issue that could result in me possibly losing my job and my livelihood over? Why would I do that? It's because I am driven, in my heart, I am driven by the way Jesus loved people and accepted people, especially those who were oppressed in his day. The oppressed were drawn to Jesus. Jesus was drawn to them. I want us to be like Jesus. During my time here as a pastor of this church, I have always longed for PBC to be a place where neither the color of a person's skin, nor the accent in a person's voice, nor the amount of dollars in a person's checking account made any difference in the manner in which we love and accept each other. And I know that you long for this too. And the folks who are very upset with me, I know they long for this too. So to the people who are upset with me, and there's a sizable number of folks, let me say that I regret that I did not communicate clearly from the beginning what I meant. And I pray that my clarification this morning will bring some manner of relief to you. And if it does not, then I have failed again. Please remember what I didn't mean, but let me emphasize again what I do mean. This is the 5th of July. It comes after the 4th of July. That day whose Sunday means that we put out banners like these beautiful banners that Carol Creel has made, that we wear, many of us, red, white, and blue, and we shoot off fireworks. I know that we do because I was up until 1 o'clock this morning. Somebody was shooting cannon and stuff right outside my window, I think. I think they were. But it is on this weekend that we recite words like, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among them, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is on a weekend such as this that we pledge our allegiance to the flag of our country, and in that allegiance, that pledge, we have the words that we are one nation, under God, indivisible, but with liberty and justice for all. When I say Black Lives Matter, I'm saying that many of our friends who don't look like we do or don't sound like we do, they don't fully experience the liberty and justice for all that I do as a white man. I have an acquaintance who is a black lady who is a widow. after her husband died, she had to find work, and she applied for several jobs. One of the businesses with whom she applied called her to speak with her on the phone. And she talked with them, and when they heard her and recognized her voice as the voice of a black woman, they informed her that they had no more positions available because they had filled the position. And so she waited a day, and she called them back. And this time she disguised her voice as the voice of a white woman, and they called her in for an interview. She still didn't get the job, but she got the interview. Folks, that kind of stuff shouldn't happen in our country. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Let me leave you with where I started. I love you deeply, Palmetto Baptist Church. You mean everything to me. Let's make sure that everybody matters to us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I wish that I was a better communicator. I wish that I could always say things in the right way and using the right words. But Lord, you know my heart. You know my love for people. And that love for people, I believe, comes from you. I don't come to try to make a statement. I just come to love people. That's what I want to do. And I believe that black lives matter. I believe that blue lives matter. And whether it's black people, Hispanic people, law enforcement people, whoever, who feel like they don't matter, God, help us to change that in our world so that our country can finally, after 250 plus years, rise up to the creeds on which we were founded. Help us to make that happen where we live. In Jesus' name, amen.